We met with DPAR 2 weeks ago. We wrote to the minister last week. We wrote to Paul Reid. And so this is a matter that's escalating because we can't have the frontline starved of the vital expertise and knowledge of nurses at this particular time. So they need to put solutions in place to allow these healthcare workers to not abandon their children or to have that moral dilemma of balancing childcare with going to work and to take this fight to corona on the front line.
So you say you have raised the issue then with the government and the HSE. So what have they said?
They have outlined that Catherine Sapone and her department are doing work in the background. We believe there are childcare workers who are paid by the state that no longer have work to go to could be utilised to assist frontline workers like nurses and midwives and doctors to attend work and assist them with their childcare needs at this time.
How do you propose that the government provides direct childcare to frontline healthcare workers, given the strict social distancing guidelines that are in place to prevent the spread of the virus?
Yeah, and it is a difficult issue, but they have been deliberating on it for 2 weeks. We understand that obviously they don't want to open up creche facilities. We understand that public health has advised against that. So we don't want to do anything that worsens the situation. The strict criteria with regards to social isolation is vitally important. There must be solutions that can be looked at with regards to that. Because we have scenarios where both parents are healthcare workers, and yet they have this dilemma of how they manage their rosters. And remember, nurses and midwives work over a 24-hour period, 7 days a week. So there needs to be flexibility in order to allow those people go to work and do the work that they want to do in this fight against COVID-19.
In a separate matter, Tony, the government is considering advising healthcare staff to stop sharing accommodation in order to limit the spread of COVID-19. What is the INMO's view on this?
Well, we've heard this through the media, in essence. And what we're saying is that there needs to be consultation and engagement with healthcare workers with regards to any of these proposals. We would expect that any proposals emanating from the Department of Health or the HSC would require engagement with the INMO, and we would expect that that engagement would take place immediately. It's vitally important that the rights and the views of healthcare workers themselves are taken into consideration in this process. So we are available and willing to engage in the matter. However, we need to find out more detail from the Department of Health and from the Minister with regards to the proposals around same.